illnesses, we want to give you exactly how thoughts and emotions affect your body physically. This is the science of the mind-body continuum, because to say a mind-body connection is to make it sound like the mind and the body exist somewhere separately in space and time, and they don't. When you have a thought, that thought is interpreted in your body as good or bad. Like, let's say that you see a rope across the barn. You go out to the barn to get something, get a bale of hay to throw to your horses, and you see a rope. But in your mind, you interpret that that rope is a snake. All of a sudden, you get all of the emotions associated with, oh my God, there's a snake in the barn. And that creates an entire cascade of neurotransmitters in your brain and also neurotransmitters from your adrenal glands, like a huge amount of adrenaline. And that increases insulin levels in your blood and ultimately results in imbalances in evanescent hormones known as eicosanoids at the cellular level that are associated with every single disease when they are imbalanced.
That's if you hate snakes.
Exactly. Well, no, this is what I said.
Right, if you hate
snakes. Now, let me just finish the eicosanoids, because then we'll go back to
all
that.
Right.
Series 2 eicosanoids, if you were to read the New England Journal of Medicine or JAMA or any of the medical literature, you will find that they're always talking about an imbalance of series 2 eicosanoids, cytokines, prostaglandin F2 alpha, bradykinins, leukotrienes. There are hundreds of these things that are responsible for inflammation at the cellular level and also promote abnormal growth such as cancer. So almost all the drugs out, like for arthritis or even aspirin and a lot of cardiovascular drugs, are targeting these endpoints of abnormal amounts of series 2 eicosanoids, and that's how they work. We would like you to go back, and this is just what Mona Lisa is about to tell you, go back to how you interpret an emotion or a thought. Suppose you love snakes. And we want you to work with your ability to change your thoughts and your emotions and your behavior at the very beginning of the cascade before it gets to the cellular level. So
this tape one is my mother, my cells. It could be my mother, my snake. Because the thing is that if your mother had a phobia about snakes, your mother's mother had a phobia about snakes, your aunt Sophie had a phobia about snakes, I can't even say it with a snakes S thing, that the problem is that you may be hardwired or genetically predisposed to phobias or fears about snakes. And then those feelings or fears in temporal lobe of your brain then increases the chance that the memory will also go in your body in your white cell. So every time you see a snake when you're young, your white cells may first marginate, might come out, and you might get a huge immune response because you have generations of fears about snakes.
Can you just explain white cells marginating is?
Marginate meaning you have little white cells stored in your body waiting for something unsafe in the world. And so if every generation in your family has a phobia about a snake, then you have a huge reaction toward a snake and you will have a big immune reaction and you might get an infection within 24 to 48 hours. However, maybe snakes don't run in your family. Maybe it's incest and sexual abuse. So then if your mother's mother had incest, you had incest, your aunt, your sister had incest, then even seeing an inappropriate relationship on TV or even working in an environment, if you then become a social worker and you treat sexually abused children, your white cells will have your memories of sexual abuse, your mother's memories, her mother's memory. You will have an entire legacy genetically and otherwise encoded in your white cells that you will have a hyperactive immune cell response that will then increase cytokines and decrease your natural killer cells that help navigate your body waiting for some terror or fear to come on. And then you'll get an increased, enhanced immune reaction. This is what sets the scene in part for diseases like chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, lupus, environmental illness, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the sense that, yes, it's true to have you could have a genetic predisposition to any or all of these illnesses, but also you can alter your perception of an event in the environment so that your white cells don't get turned on and this cascade that you talked about, cytokines, eicosanoids, and so on, don't get triggered. You want to stop the reaction at the emotional level before you get this cascade of cellular events.
Exactly. And what both of us have found in our medical practices, and I have over 20 years as a clinician, Mona Lisa Schultz has an ongoing...